honestly, that is my biggest thing.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate, grow their teams and add more transactions year over year while so many struggle? To get the answers, we interview top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. Listen, we believe every agent should make a minimum of $100,000 per year, and we're on a mission to make this happen. We've already helped over 100 agents achieve this with our coaching. So if you want to fast track your business growth, get to your first $100,000 in GCI, or add another $100,000 in GCI using social strategies, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com, or you can just click the link in the description below. Also, just make sure to follow us, hit that subscribe button, and if you get any value from this at all, please tell a friend and leave us a review. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
Let's dive into topic two, which actually is one of the most underrated, because this is something that it's kind of somber in its own right because people don't want to talk about it. But your second topic is to do with mental health. And I know exercising does come into this. I think we've all had varying experiences, both good and bad, depending on which angle you come at this from. So explain to us why you wanted mental health to be your second topic.
Yeah. So like I said, when in the beginning, probably around 3 to 5 years in, I was just doing so much that I wasn't working out at all. There was a point where I was waking up feeling like I was having a stroke. Like my eyes would be twitching. I would have a headache. I would be nauseous or dizzy. Just not eating correctly. You're always on the go. So you're either grabbing fast food or you're not eating at all. So just that really just took a toll. And I got to a point in kind of enough is enough. And I have a larger goal for myself to see every country in the world. So I need to figure out how to do that, and be able to stick around to do that.
That's one hell of a goal. I could take a lifetime to achieve.
Yes.
That could take a lifetime to achieve. So exercising, I agree, is a huge part. I say I agree, which is somewhat of hypocritical because right now I'm not doing it. But
meanwhile, I was eating cookies right before we started rolling.
Yeah. I'm like, I've already had McDonald's today. So like, listen, we're in that boat. But the AAA thing where it's like the first one is like accepting that you're like, yeah. and then you can go through the other six stages. So when it comes to mental health as well, so one of the things that I think people shy away from a little bit is not, a part of it is opening up, right? Like part of it is just saying like, this is tough, and also having honest conversations with yourself. It doesn't have to be with other people, but also then there's that second part of like other people going through this shit and opening up like how hard it actually is to, like achieving stuff. Like as in a real estate agent, team leader, broker, whatever you are, you're an entrepreneur, you get paid, you know, you eat what you kill, you know, there's no handouts here and there's a lot of money, but it's fucking hard. I'm sorry if you thought it was going to be easy, you were lied to. The easy ones, you figure it out, but getting to that point can take a little bit of time for some people, which is all right. You know, there's no date on how long it took you to be successful. You know, no one cares how long it took. But when it comes to like, I guess training your mental health, if that's the correct kind of way to phrase this, is there certain things you do? Like, are you into videos or meditation? Like, I know you said exercise, but is there anything else that you do? Or whether it's like that whole Netflix thing where it's like, actually, no, I make sure every day I'm taking time out, you know, not doing this. Or I have non-negotiables that, you know, I know some people that meditate every morning and that is a non-negotiable. They get up, they don't check their phone, they meditate. It's the first thing they do. You know, so they get up at 7, but you can't contact them before 9, even though I know they're awake, right? This is one of their things and it's for their mental health. Like, I just need this kind of time to myself. So I'm just interested to hear if you do anything else apart from exercising or any other things you found helpful for you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that is my biggest thing. I'm a very physical person. So that alone takes so much stress from me. And then obviously just feeling good, you know, mentally, yes, but then body physically. I do listen to podcasts, I'll read, but those aren't as important to me as getting out and moving my body. Because I mean, if you're, you know, sitting at the computer all day long, or you're sitting in your car driving to the next appointment, you might be out and about, but you're not physically moving your body. So that's what's really important to me.
By chance, do you play sports or not? Is it an individual endeavor, or is it like, I don't know, play softball or whatever it is?
So my workouts are class-based, so like kickboxing, boot camp type classes. Okay. I do go on runs. I used to play sports, and I will always sub in, but because of my schedule, I don't want to commit to anything every Tuesday or anything like that.
I was just curious because you get these definitely like, again, I'm kind of the opposite. I've always preferred individual sports. Like I've just always leaned that way. But you know, team sports are better for team building. So if you've grown
out sports, Andrew,
what's that?
I said, what sports, Andrew?
Motorsport is the best sport.
Yeah. Anything racing, you know, dirt bikes,
race cars. Yeah, that's my sport. If that counts, but that is my sport. Oh, and by the way, you might not have known this. We've already helped over 100 agents cross over $100,000 and up in GCI per year with our predictable and scalable systems. So if you're interested in learning more about our courses and coaching to help you scale your business to six figures and beyond, head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com.